Hi there.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal. I've got to make it
show, yeah. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. We are joined right now live via phone by a fine guest. He is U.S. senatorial candidate Alex Lazary from the great state of Wisconsin. Alex, welcome back to the Devil's.
Thanks so much for having me. Great to be back.
Thanks,
well, Alex. I saw a quote from you, a little press miss of you. You and the campaign team put out earlier today. Ron Johnson is a threat to democracy. Do tell more, sir.
Please.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, we're talking about, you know, one, his stance and views on the January 6th insurrection, right? His view that that was just a peaceful protest, and, you know, that, and his spread of the big lie as well. Right, that the, you know, that the election was rigged, and, you know, that, that Donald Trump is still the winner. Right, these type of things, him voting against voting rights, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and the Freedom to Vote Act. Right, these are all things that, that we can be doing to make, you know, democracy, you know, stronger. And Ron Johnson has time and time again been on the opposite side, and that's, you know, that's one of the reasons we're in this race, is to make sure that, you know, people know that this is the stakes of the election, right? Democracy is on the ballot here, and we have to make sure that, you know, Ron Johnson goes home so that we can continue to strengthen our democracy.
Alex, specifically, Ron Johnson on January 6th had every intention of challenging the certification of the Biden Electoral College vote. And somewhere during the course of the day, he lost his nerve. But subsequent to that, and obviously tonight, Alex, is the January 6th hearing, but subsequent to that, somewhere along the line, Ron Johnson became a denialist, a whitewasher, and an apologist for the January 6th, for those supposed patriots, as he might describe them, that attacked the Capitol. And Alex, I'm sure you've read the press accounts. How do you see what has been described? If you had a, you know, paint a picture, how bad do you think it was, sir? And how can Ron deny it?
Yeah, look, you know, I think, you know, we've all seen what Ron has said. And, you know, I think, you know, the facts speak for themselves, right? Senator Johnson has continuously denied and, you know, wouldn't accept the election results for, you know, for months. And again, continues to vote against voting rights and making it easier and providing resources so that we can make voting safer and our democracy stronger. And, you know, he's, you know, just as we've said, just a threat and a danger to, you know, where democracy is. You know, I think also, though, we need to also just not just talk about that. And I know the hearings are important, but he's also a threat to how Wisconsin's going to grow over the next 10 years, right? He's actively trying to move jobs overseas. He's actively trying to move jobs to other states, right? Ron Johnson's not just a threat to democracy. He's also a threat to the state of Wisconsin and how we're going to be able to, you know, grow and bring more jobs and investment here. And that's what I think this race is about, right? It's not just about what happened on January 6th. It's about what's going to happen for the next 10 years. And how do we bring more jobs and investment here? And we need a U.S. senator who's not going to advocate for jobs to go to South Carolina, like the Oshkosh trucking jobs, the one who's going to make sure that those jobs and investment come here to Wisconsin.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Alex Lazary, a U.S. senatorial candidate, joins us on the phone. Alex, I want to get to the jobs, but I want to throw one more item out there regarding Ron Johnson. Obviously, lots of mass shootings in this country. It's a daily occurrence. Another one today, unfortunately, Alex, multiple people killed in a mass shooting in a Maryland factory. New York Post and several other outlets are reporting today right now. When Ron Johnson was asked about, you know, gun safety legislation, his response was, well, let's, you know, start by enforcing the laws on the books, starting with Hunter Biden. That's how serious Senator Johnson has taken this, Alex. What's your take on gun safety going forward?
Yeah, you know, this is, I think, going to be one of the more important issues of the campaign, right? And, you know, Ron Johnson just isn't even taking this issue seriously or the lives of our children seriously. You know, the problem is that the laws on the books were being enforced, but the person in Buffalo, the person in Uvalde, people around the country where these mass shootings are happening are buying these guns legally. And we're the only candidate in this race to put out a public safety plan. which had a three-pronged approach, right? One was to make sure that, you know, our law enforcement had the resources they need to be able to do their jobs and train, making sure that we're investing in our public infrastructure, right? So things like after-school programs, job training programs, making sure that we've got, you know, better lit streets. And then also gun reform, right? Making sure that we're banning assault weapons, making sure that we're providing strong background checks, you know, raising the age to 21 to, you know, to be able to purchase a weapon, right? These are all things that we can do to make sure that our public safety is safe. Mental health and school infrastructure and school safety, 100% we need to be investing in that. But these aren't either ors, right? We can make sure that we are investing in school safety, investing in infrastructure and mental health, while also ensuring that that we take some time to ensure that bad guys aren't getting guns to cause harm to people shopping for groceries or kids going to school.
Well, Alex, I think Ron Johnson went beyond those simple statements. I think he blamed mass shootings on wokeness and critical race theory. Insulting to the conscience, but apparently he thinks there's a base somewhere for these sort of responses. I saw Manu Raju, a reporter from CNN, chasing him down the Senate hallways. He's been less than courageous facing the public on this. It's a difficult thing to face when you've taken $1.3 million from the NRA. But the statements about wokeness and critical race theory, candidate Lazary, any thoughts on that quickly?
Yeah, it's just, again, it's still just embarrassing, right? And it just shows that he's not taking this seriously, right? And I don't think he's been dodging the media on this. I think he's been very upfront. We got to take his statement at face value, right? When he says that, you know, all of these are a matter of wokeness or critical race theory or, you know, Hunter Biden, right? That's showing that the state of Wisconsin doesn't have a U.S. senator who's actually interested in solving problems and is actually interested in protecting our kids and protecting our citizens, right? And that's why we're the only candidate to have put out a public safety plan, because we're taking this issue seriously. We're making sure that we're showing the people of Wisconsin that when we get to the U.S. Senate, we're going to ensure that we're delivering and bringing public safety, to the state. And that's why I think our plan is one of the most comprehensive plans you're seeing around the country.
Folks, you are listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. We got to find U.S. senatorial candidate from the great state of Wisconsin. He's, I guess, you're a Milwaukee Bucks executive on leave as you campaign, sir. And you rolled out a workers' bill of rights today. And Alex, I know you've had the support of a lot of our friends and unions. And part of that is because you were part of the build out, the FISERV, and the relationships you built with those unions at that time. Well, it's translated. They like you, sir. They've supported you. And now you've got a proposal to support working people. Tell our audience about it, would you please, Alex?
Yeah, so today we put out our Workers' Bill of Rights, and you know, the reason we did so is just because, you know, the workers in the U.S. have just been losing ground since, you know, the early 1980s. And as a result, we've seen rising inequality, and wages have stagnated, you know, across multiple sectors of our economy. And so we wanted to put out a Workers' Bill of Rights that, you know, ensure that unions have people have the right to organize, that we're raising wages, giving people paid family leave, making this economy one that's working for everyone. And that's what this Workers' Bill of Rights is for. And again, this just continues our campaign of constantly working, you know, to put out policies for working people. It's why we've got the support of labor that we have and the momentum that we have in this campaign, right? We went from, 5% in the polls to now tied for first. It's because we're the ones talking about how we're going to make this economy work for everyone and ensuring that we're putting more money back in people's pockets so that everyone has the ability to get a good union job that's going to pay them a living wage.
Alex, our good friend, Dr. Harvey Kaye, he often appears here on our show, and he's been advocating for an economic bill of rights. Perhaps your advocations more broadly. But Alex, part of your plan, do you have a minimum wage threshold? Tell us flesh out a few of the details, if you would.
Yeah, so we talk about raising the federal minimum wage to $15. You know, we want to index it, indexing and parity for tipped workers as well. We want to make sure that we're guaranteeing every worker the right to be a member of a union, guarantee every worker paid leave, you know, pass the Paycheck Fairness Act, and, you know, make sure that we're also classifying gig workers as employees for union rights purposes. So, you know, outlawing right to work. Right. These are all things that I think will help make this this economy fairer and give workers a better seat at the table. And that's something that we're doing. Right. What I think we've shown also in Fiserv Forum is that these progressive values and workers' rights are good for business. Right. This is how we're going to be able to grow our economy. Make sure that we're investing in workforce training and education. Right. This is how we're going to grow our economy and make sure that people are able to take home a little bit more of what they earn. So that's, when you look at all the plans that we put, whether it's the Worker Bill of Rights or, you know, putting more money in people's pocket plan, this is about how we're making sure that we're raising wages because this is how we're going to, you know, grow the middle class.
Alex, I appreciate you putting it on paper, and the $15 minimum wage thing is something that we support here. But I can't help but think, you know, when Senator Sanders was running for president, and he talked about it quite a bit. I mean, this is now going on a couple of years ago, and obviously inflation lately has gone up quite a bit. Even looking at a 5% inflation rate for 2 years would make $15 an hour 2 years ago over $16.50 today. And given that would actually take probably a year or two, perhaps, to push something like this through, do you think 15 is really even enough, Alex?
Hey, look, I mean, I think when we're talking about a minimum wage, $15 is what we're fighting for. But I think we need to start to think about how are we making sure that people aren't just getting paid a minimum wage? Right? That's the fight that we have to be about, is how are we making sure that we're raising wages for everyone in this country? Right, and that starts with making sure that we are investing in our workforce. You know, today we were in Eau Claire, you know, visiting, technical college. We were, you know, making sure that we went to the pipe trades to talk about, how we can, you know, bring more people into the trades. Right, these are all how we're going to invest in a skilled workforce that's going to make it so that people are making, you know, $40-$50 an hour, and that's what our goal is in this campaign. Is yes, you know, we want to make sure that we're able to get to a $15 minimum wage, which would more than double the minimum wage here in Wisconsin, right? That's pretty significant, and I think a lot of workers would be really happy with a double of their minimum wage. But the keys and things that we need to start talking more about is how are we making it so that people aren't worried about the minimum wage? How do we make it so that people are able to make $30, $40, $50 an hour because we've got such a skilled and trained workforce? That's a lot of what our plan is talking about. That's why unions are so important, because they're able to negotiate higher wages and better benefits. And that's what we need if we want to make sure that we're growing our middle class again.
Candidate Alex Lazary, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Alex, I'm sure out there on the campaign trail, people are asking you about the high gas prices and inflation. And obviously, you're a candidate. You'd like to join the U.S. Senate. If you get there, sir, what do you do? How do you help the American people on these issues?
So I think there are a couple things, right? There's some things in the short term that we can do and things in the longer term that we can do. I think in the short term, we put out putting more money in people's pockets plan that, you know, people can go to our website, alexlazary.com, and check out. You know, we want to get rid of the Trump tax cuts, which actually hurt working people, right? It took away a lot of our tax deductions for working people, like gas mileage to and from work, work boots, your work tools, got rid of the home office tax deduction, right? We sent people home for COVID, and they got rid of the home office tax deduction, right? These are all things that, you know, help you take home a little bit more of what you earn. Expanding the child care tax credit, right? These are all ways to mitigate the effects of inflation right now by putting more money in people's pockets so their salaries are actually getting a little bit bigger. The things we can do in the longer term are ensuring that we're building more things in America with higher waged employees and less supply chain issues. So these are the plans that we can do in the U.S. Senate right now. The problem is Ron Johnson's doing nothing, and he's actually in a position of power to do something, and that's why we need a change.
Candidate Alex Lazary for the U.S. Senate from Wisconsin. Alex, thanks so much. More Devils. We'll be back.
I've never really felt it was society's responsibility to take care of other people's children.
If you're not happy here, you can leave.